From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards Corps is promising what it calls a crushing response to yesterday's suicide bombing that killed some of its top commanders and dozens of others. Dale Gavlak reports.
Iran's most powerful military corps pledged to avenge the attack, which killed the deputy head of its ground forces and others in the rest of Sistan-Baluchistan province, near Iran's border with Pakistan. It's a Sunni Muslim area in Shiite Iran. An attacker with explosives blew himself up as top-level guard commanders were about to meet tribal leaders. Iran has accused security agents in Pakistan of cooperating with Sunni Muslim militants called Jundullah, or Soldiers of God, who claimed responsibility for the attack. It also accused the U.S. and Britain of involvement, charges denied by all three countries. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The Obama administration is announcing a new policy on Sudan today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has a preview.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says the administration will propose incentives and pressures to try to end what the U.S. calls a genocide in Darfur and make sure the peace agreement that ended the North-South conflict remains on track.
So this is a calibrated, smart, tough policy that integrates both these conflicts and the complexities that they entail, and I think will enable us to try to push this process forward in a manner that the president has committed to do.
In an interview, Ambassador Rice dismissed criticism that the Obama administration, which came in talking tough, has come up with a softer line toward Khartoum. She said the U.S. needs to use all the tools it can to improve the situation on the ground. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
South Korea's foreign minister says he has some doubts about recent conciliatory gestures from North Korea. The South Korean official today pressed North Korea to take real steps toward nuclear disarmament and immediately rejoined stalled nuclear talks. After months of tension on its nuclear and missile programs, the North is reaching out to Seoul and Washington by releasing detainees and offering direct talks with the U.S. Last week, however, the North sent mixed signals to the outside world by conducting missile tests and threatening a war. The South Korean foreign minister told a forum in Seoul that the barrage of short-range missile tests and an announcement last month that the regime is enriching uranium contradict any goodwill gestures. He says North Korea must take substantial disarmament measures and return to stalled six-party disarmament talks involving the two Koreas, the U.S., China, Russia, and Japan. Japanese share prices closed lower today. The Nikkei was down by 21 points, or 0.2%. Oil prices fell to near $78 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude was down by 41 cents to $78.12 a barrel. This is NPR News. Three top White House advisors were pressed yesterday in separate television programs on whether President Obama will push for a government-backed insurance plan or public option in legislation overhauling health care. As NPR's David Wellner reports, none of the three would commit the president to a public option.
Senior White House advisor Valerie Jarrett says President Obama thinks a public option is the right solution. But she told NBC's Meet the Press he's also willing to look at all options.
He's not demanding that it's in there. He thinks it's the best possible choice.
The president believes in it as a source of competition. He also believes that is not the defining piece of health care.
That's White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel on CNN's State of the Union, also leaving the president some wiggle room on the public option. And on ABC's This Week, White House advisor David Axelrod said a public option would help achieve the president's goals.
But that doesn't mean that we halt the process. There are people in the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, who have objections to that. We have to work through these issues.
It's not clear yet whether a health care overhaul headed for the Senate floor will include a public option. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The chairman of the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee says financial companies that were shored up by taxpayer money are now paying their employees big money in compensation and benefits. The Democratic Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut told NBC's Meet the Press that he is outraged. One company that has received government money, Goldman Sachs, has said that it has set aside $16.7 billion for compensation so far this year, and that is more than $500,000 per employee. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.